Why not?
Well, can you? I haven't put a team together, so if you can, sure.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Tuesday, Champions League Day. Although I know many will still be more interested in what happens in Brighton, Manchester United for the second half of double game week. But actually, it's UEFA Champions League resumes today, 8 p.m. UK time, James.
I mean, do yourself a favour, kids, and watch PSG versus Real Madrid tonight instead.
Well, for quality.
rather than looking for a dodgy Man United stream.
Yeah, true. So UEFA Champions League is what we're talking about today, not the game with United and Brighton. Eight ties, obviously we're down to the last 16. So there's two rounds. Now that we've got out of the group stages, there's two match weeks for first leg and then another one for second leg and then quarter semis finals. Fine. And we have unlimited transfers until the 8 p.m. deadline today. So we will see that Real Madrid, PSG and Manchester City, Sporting Lisbon teams before we have to hit submit or whatever the button is on the game.
Correct. Let me cover in the first instance, if I may, what is different now that we're in the knockout stage. So, very importantly, you can now have four players from one team. That increases to five players per team quarterfinals, six in the semifinals, and then you can have eight players from one team in the final. Whereas, obviously, this is a little bit different to the Euro game we played in the summer. Obviously, the knockout last 16 is spread over. I mean, the game week lasts over a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got four match days. You've got today, tomorrow, next Tuesday, next Wednesday. Really importantly, in both legs, every kickoff is at 8 o'clock at night. So you've got till deadline of the first kickoff. So in terms of making your substitutions and stuff like that, you will always get to see the team before you bring on the sub, in terms of changing your captains, etc. What also is different is the number of transfers that you can make. This is really important. Obviously, everybody essentially is on wild card now with unlimited transfers. But I think this might be getting overlooked a little bit. You can make three transfers between the first and the second legs in the last 16. Then before the quarterfinals, you've got a further five changes. Then before the second leg of the quarterfinal, you've got another three. Before the semifinals, you've got another five. Again, before the second leg, another three. And then before the final, another five. It shouldn't be too difficult to manipulate moving transfers from teams that obviously get eliminated. I think probably gets a little bit tricky.
You can't take hits, right? No hits.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can take hits as well.
Yeah, minus four. You can only roll over a maximum of one transfer.
Okay.
So if before the second leg,
you may as well use 16, at least two.
Exactly that. You may as well use at least two. So I think it's quite important to try and set up a team in the first instance that looks good for now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be looking at attacking the fixtures particularly. Have you got any thoughts, Suj, on early ideas?
Well, City away at Sporting, I think, are decent, although it is an away fixture. PSG and Real Madrid, I was going to avoid if I can, just because obviously it's a much tighter game. Bayern Munich against Salzburg is definitely on the radar, as is Chelsea versus LOSC.
LOSC. Lille.
Well, LOSC, I'm calling them, because they are LOSC. LOSC Lille. Lyon Olympic Sporting Club, or whatever. Liverpool-Inter, I will have Salah. I do think I will have Salah, but I'm not like steaming into Liverpool necessarily. Juve-Villarreal is fairly even. Atletico Man United, I think, is fairly even. And I'll probably... Benfica-Ajax, I think Haller, but apart from that, I'm not overly excited by that. The problem it gives me, of course, is the price of all of these players. You can't literally just have City, Chelsea, Liverpool and Bayern Munich.
Why not?
Well, can you? I haven't put a team together. So if you can, sure.
I mean, is that what we think? Are they the four favourites in our eyes? The three English teams, sorry, United fans and Bayern Munich?
Well, there's eight ties, so there's not four favourites, is there? There's eight favourites.
No, I mean, to go and win the competition overall.
I suppose you can't rule out Juve or Atletico, but apart from those
you can't
two,
rule out PSG or Real Madrid I think PSG are too scattergun, man.
Yeah. What are your thoughts in terms of what I've just been through? There's similar teams that you think are going to win?
I think I'm seeing a trend, and I picked my own team first before kind of looking at the trends of what others are doing. I'm seeing a heavy English bias rotation, heavy. With bits of obviously other teams. But yeah, to allude to your point in terms of the four teams, yeah, I think you can get near having a decent side from those four teams. We've all got good ties as well. I think it's really important to kind of point out as well that Chelsea obviously have the first leg at home. And I think you're right to say sort of Atletico, Man United, Villarreal, Juventus, even to a certain extent, Real Madrid, PSG are kind of 50-50s. In the other ties, the favourite is away from home first. Chelsea is the obvious team that has a home advantage in the first leg, which is really strong in terms of favourite of ties playing at home first. So I really want to load up on Chelsea first, knowing that I can bin a few of their players for some other teams who've got the second leg at home in the second game. So I think Chelsea are really important to have some of now in the first leg. I want to take you, if I can, Serge, through how these European teams are performing through their leagues, just to give you a kind of overview, because we obviously speak so much about the Premier League. In the Liga, Real Madrid are 4 points clear of Sevilla at the moment on 54 points. Atletico Madrid are currently fifth on 39 points, joint fourth with Barcelona, although they have an inferior goal difference. And I think they lost 4-2 in the Nou Camp recently, so probably got an inferior head-to-head as well. Seems surprising to only have two Spanish teams at this stage, but that's very much because of Barcelona. Bayern Munich are 6 points clear of Dortmund in the Bundesliga. Only the 70 goals scored for them so far in 22 league matches. As your math says, yep, that's over three a game.
Yeah.
Are they the only German team still in Bayern Munich? I think they are, aren't they? Yeah. Red Bull Leipzig went out.
Dortmund went out.
In Italy, Inter Milan are second currently, 1 point behind AC Milan, but with a game in hand. So this isn't a straightforward fixture for Liverpool. Inter have only lost twice in the league this season. Juventus are fourth, 46 points at the moment. 2 points clear of Atalanta, who are fifth, but Atalanta have a game in hand. In Ligue 1, PSG, not unexpectedly, are running away with it. They're 13 points clear of Marseille, having won 18 of their 24 games. Do you know where Lille are, who played Chelsea?
12th.
They're 10th, mate.
Okay, not far.
1-9, drawn 8, lost 7. Have conceded more goals this season than they've scored. Scored 32 in the league, conceded 35. Red Bull Salzburg have a massive lead in Austria. They're 14 points clear of Wolfsberger, who we played in the Europa League last year. I noticed, by the way, Austria Vienna and Rapid Vienna are fifth and sixth, respectively, in that league. The two traditionals in that league. Ajax, Suj.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many goals Ajax have conceded in their 22 league games this season?
45.
You think Ajax have conceded 45 league goals in their 22 games this season?
I don't know if it's disgustingly high or disgustingly low.
Remove the four.
Five.
They've conceded five league goals this season.
Yeah, Mazraoui's staying in then, is he?
Yeah, popular choice, certainly. They are 5 points clear of PSV Eindhoven in the Eredivisie at the moment. Benfica, the remaining Portuguese side, they are third in the Primeira Liga at the moment, 4 points behind Sporting and 10 behind Sporting Lisbon. I think that covers all the European leagues of who's still in. Obviously, we know about the English teams. We don't need to cover that off. Does that change any of your thinking on anything, like hearing them Ajax defensive numbers?
No, I had two Ajax in to start with anyway. Mazraoui and Seb Haller, they're going to stay. I think I might punt as my second goalkeeper. I'm just thinking about whether or not I want to go with the Atletico goalkeeper. Home tie against Oblak. Manchester United. Yeah.
It's expensive though, isn't he? He's like 6.6 or something.
Mendy's my first choice goalkeeper, although they both play next week, so I don't know if that's necessarily a good strategy.
As long as they're different days, it doesn't matter.
Which they are.
There you go. That doesn't matter. You can have Tuesday and Wednesday next week for your keepers. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It will just be the reverse in the second legs in terms of they'll be Tuesday and Wednesday the other way around. Villarreal seventh in the La Liga, by the way. They're only 3 points themselves behind Barcelona. So it's quite tight, Real Sociedad in that area as well. Betis are third at the moment. So the fixtures are, so tonight we've got PSG and Real Madrid. And we've got Manchester City go to Sporting Lisbon. I think it's important to reference what day teams play what in terms of, we want four captaincy options, don't we?
Yep.
So what do you want from those two tyres tonight for a captaincy?
Well, I'm going to have plenty of City, so I'm fine with that. Cancelo, De Bruyne, maybe even Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah, I've got mine bust at the moment with just Cancelo as a captaincy option. He's definitely going to play, isn't he? Kyle Walker's suspended.
Yeah.
So it's an absolute certainty. I think that could, for this stage, make Zinchenko quite interesting. But then they could always play Laporte at left back, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Or they could play Cancelo at left back and Stones at right back, even Nathan Aki. Particularly, say, if they win well tonight, he'll rotate the team for the second leg, won't he? So I wouldn't bog yourself down too much on Manchester City, because I'd expect them to go to Lisbon and win tonight, personally. Tomorrow evening, we have Red Bull Salzburg and Bayern Munich and Inter Milan against Liverpool. Lewandowski, Salah?
I've got Salah and I've got Lewandowski, but I'll be captaining Lewandowski.
Yeah, I think that's probably in agreement. Next Tuesday is Chelsea versus Lille and Villarreal Juventus. I think you want something Chelsea, don't you? Even if it's kind of your defensive cover for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Any interest, Villarreal, Juventus? Dan Juma's still a good price. Might be a
Dybala.
Cute little punt. Dybala?
Mm.
I don't know if he'll be starting for them, to be honest. They've obviously bought Vlahovic now, haven't they?
What do you think he may start?
Well, they've still got loads of attacking options up front, Juventus. So just going to have a look at
I need a third striker.
Recent lineups for you. What you got available?
Well, I've got Lewandowski and Haller, but I've still got three midfielders to fill, and I only want to spend 5.5 on each midfielder, so not a lot.
So they played at Atalanta at the weekend, who they're obviously in competition for top four. Morata, Vlahovic and Dybala all started. Dybala was captain, actually, as well. What price is Dybala?
9.3.
That's quite interesting. Vlahovic is 9.5. Pay that 0.2 extra. Can you not do it?
Yeah, I can. Well, because I haven't finished my squad. Yeah.
He's the new big money signing, isn't he? Going to be desperate to impress in his first Champions League games. I've actually got him in at the moment.
Okay.
Vlahovic. And then that leaves us with next Wednesday, Atletico Madrid versus Manchester United and Benfica versus Ajax. And I guess we're all hoping that we've had captaincy returns before that, right?
Mm.
Haller, even away to Benfica?
I've got Haller in. I'm happy with Haller.
I noticed Nunes, who you were linked with, the Benfica forward in January.
Yeah.
It's been linked with Manchester United over the last 24 hours or so.
Okay.
His Champions League minutes are actually not that great. So if you click on the play, you can see how many minutes he played. I think he's only started two of their six group games. But he's well out in front in terms of top goal scorer in the Portuguese Primeira Liga. So I presume he's first choice. I don't mind him as a differential shout, but I'd prefer to pay the extra for Allaire would be my instinct on that.
Okay.
Tell us what you got, Suj. See if we can help you out.
What I don't have is the first thing, because I haven't really finished putting my team together. But I've got Oblak and Mendy in goal. Kimmich, okay. Cancelo, Rudiger, Thiago Silva, Mazraoui in midfield. Sorry, defence. My midfield is Kevin De Bruyne, Salah, Okafor, two blanks, And I've got 10.6 million to fill those two with like 5.5 million bench fodder. And then I've got Vlahovic, Haller, Lewandowski up top. So that Okafor, that those three midfielders that are all 5.5 or less is a bit shit.
I think strategically, we should probably say before I kind of come on to my own selections and stuff, Wildcard and Limitless, one of the reasons we played them on the group stage is because of the sheer volume of transfers you get, right? So I wonder if there's a case for anyone who's still got them left that you treat this week as a bit of a free hit and Wildcard before the second stage of this feels like a sensible idea. You've then got a clearer indication of who's likely to go through as well. Alternatively, I think Limitless would be the next week anyway, where you'd steam into the likes of Bayern Munich playing at home, Man City playing at home. You'd get all them big boys from that, wouldn't you? Liverpool playing at home.
Yep.
So I think if you've still got Wild Card or Limitless, you'd play it in the last 16 second legs. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Wild Card, you could maybe wait, quarter final, second leg, maybe, but you're better off getting without them, I think, with the amount of free transfers left. I think there's a balancing act at the moment between however people think about it at the moment, it feels like they're heading in similar paths, which is domination of English teams at the moment. Because of the amount of free transfers, I wouldn't worry about, oh, I think Man City will go through, for example. But we all think Man City's going to go through. You could make the case that the likes of Atletico versus Man United, PSG versus Manchester United, are probably versus Real Madrid, sorry, are more avoidable fixtures unless you've got a real preference for who goes through. But I think once we hit the quarterfinals, and perhaps even once we might start making transfers, we might quickly find that we want to make sacrifices. So you mentioned these midfielders at sort of 5.5. I'm wondering under this strategy, because what might be needed further down the line in terms of price range of just, you know, like in the final, it was like, get the cheapest forward player that's playing and stuff like that, because we all think it'll be a low scoring final, of going that way earlier. Because obviously in the quarterfinals, there's only two captaincy days rather than four now. And I wonder if it would be worth, once we hit the quarterfinals, saying, I'm going to get the cheapest available forward and say, I've got one less substitute and make it like a 14-player game.
Okay.
I wonder if, would you consider starting like that?
Well, I'm thinking about it now, aren't I, with cheap shit midfielders.
But the cheap midfielders do offer something because of the ball recovery points, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it at 5.5 million or less. What are my options? And there's a few around. Some Etienne Capoue is in there and a few others.
I think he's 6 million, I want to say.
Capoue is. But I've got Okafor in already at 5.4. Seewald at Salzburg, he's got 25 points so far. Fred at Man United, if you thought he was going to play. There's a few kicking around.
The problem is, if you take
Kante,
your guy, I've got Kante in at the moment.
I just put him in.
If you take the midfielder, like your guy at Salzburg, for example, what you got to ask yourself is, he's probably going out, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting rid of him in two game days' time anyway. And then what? Are you moving to someone else at the same price? Now, obviously, because of 5 free transfers, you can obviously manipulate it. And listen, Okafor's got 31 points so far. He's obviously a decent player to go and have. But he's levelled out by two big hauls against Wolfsburg and Seville in home games, respectively. Not actually expecting him to do anything against Bayern Munich, are you?
No.
I don't think. It's worth saying that Manuel Neuer is unavailable. And I've seen quite a few people going for Bayern's backup goalkeeper at the moment because he's quite cheap. Suj, name escapes me at the moment, I will tell you. It's Ulrich. He's 4.5. So Neuer's out for a little bit. How would you feel about starting with him?
Yeah.
Knowing you've got free transfers to get away from it.
Yeah, I don't mind that because I've got my second goalkeeper is obviously Mendy. So rather than going with Oblak, going with Ulrich. I think that's a decent shout. It then gives me 7.2 for my fourth midfielder. Kante's going to stay in. I don't mind Kante can tick along and just be a cheap midfielder because at least I know ball recoveries are there and he's not going to get kicked out of the competition, knocked out of the competition, I should say. What's your thoughts on Dan Juma?
Yeah, I like him. Is that 6.8, yeah, Dan Juma?
Yeah.
I had him in the latter stages of the group stage. He did quite well for me. I don't mind him as a punt at all. The only thing is, obviously, look, presumably, if they got through the tie, they're going to be underdogs in the quarter final. And it might be quite an awkward price point in the sense that he's not that cheap. And you might decide you need to move away from him anyway to get more premium players, for example, subject to what the draw is. But if you have, let's just say hypothetically, let's say Bayern Munich had Villarreal in the quarterfinals and all the other favourites won, I think you want 5 Bayern Munich players in the quarterfinals. That's all subject to draw. But that's part why I'm starting heavy with Chelsea now as well. I really think with the free transfers between first, second leg, I think I'd want to start with 4 Chelsea players. Otherwise, where you find the advantage? Because I'm looking through teams and they all look quite similar. Certainly within the UCL fantasy community anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm done, James.
Go on, tell us what you got.
So this is my starting 11.
How many Chelsea you got?
4. Mendy, Silva, Rudiger, Kante.
Okay.
2 Man City, Cancelo and De Bruyne. De Bruyne's a lot of money tied up there, but, you know, that's fine. 2 Bayern Munich, Lewandowski and Kimmich. 2 Ajax, Haller and Mazraoui. Salah. Then I've got a spread. Salah, Okafor, Vlahovic, Danjuma. 3 Bayern Munich, I should say, because Ulrich, obviously, as well.
How many Liverpool?
Just Salah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take you through my ideas, and this is not locked in anyway because we get to see the teams tonight, and I've certainly got one dodgy City asset. I've got 4 Chelsea. I've got Rudiger, Azpilicueta, Silva, and Kante. So going with the treble Chelsea defensive. I've got 2 Liverpool. I've got Trent to go with Mo Salah. Trent Alexander-Arnold at 6.6. Yeah, boy. Yes, please, mate. Never see that price again. I've got 2 Manchester City players. I've got Cancelo and Riyad Mahrez. I've got 2 Bayern Munich, offensive only. Leroy Sané. You not got Leroy?
Mm-mm.
Leroy Sané and Robert Lewandowski. I've got 3 Ajax. I've got, I've got 3 Man City. I've got Edison in goal as well. I've got 3 Ajax, Pasvia, Alvarez, 4.7 again. He's dirt. Have you got him, Alvarez?
No.
He's the dirtiest, cheapest, bestest one.
What position is he?
He's a midfielder. He's 4.7. Ajax. Edson Alvarez. Yeah, he's got 12 points. He's dirtly cheap.
Would you have him over Okafor?
I think arguably yes, because I think Ajax will go through. I think they're better than Benfica. I think they're 5th or 6th in the betting odds at the moment to actually win the tournament. They're obviously really good defensively at the moment. I think if they go through, you'll end up buying Alvarez anyway to facilitate the money that you're going to use elsewhere. Now, obviously, you have those 3 transfers, but it's going to cost you one.
Okay.
I don't know if Okafor is going to do anything against Bayern Munich.
Fine.
I don't expect Alvarez to do anything. I just think I'd rather probably go, I'm going to need that guy possibly to carry me all the way through, all the way to the final, even if Ajax go out in the quarters or something. Let's go with him now. That's partly what I'm thinking. Because the shittiest position in this game really is probably the midfielders. Okay. And there are a few obvious kind of standout ones. I mean, I've got Mahrez at the moment. Obviously, that's really subject to the Manchester City team tonight. I just feel like probably Phil Foden. There's no way both of them don't start. I just feel like he's the Champions League boy for him.
Okay.
Midweek Mahrez is what I've heard people starting to call him. So I'm going to go Mahrez. I think it'd be quite a bit of a differential. And I feel like the rest of what I've got is going to be really popular. Plan being captaincies, Cancelo tonight, Lewandowski tomorrow, probably Rudiger for the Chelsea game next week. And if it comes to it, Allaire on the final night. I think from Cancelo tonight, I'd want goal and clean sheet. Otherwise, I move it on to Lewandowski. And then I think arguably any Lewandowski return I stick. That would be my captaincy plan at the moment.
Cool.
Who do you think is going to win this whole gig?
Bayern Munich.
I'd like to see your City play Bayern. I don't think Guardiola's City have not played Bayern, have they?
Not that I know of, no.
They have had some dodgy results, Bayern. They lost 4-2 at the weekend. But they've got so much attacking firepower. I mean, they've got wingers coming out of their ears. Koeman, Gnabry, Sane. They've got more as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to see Bayern play City. That's the thing I really want, I think, from the last 16. I'd like to see PSG knock out Man United and see United fans get their knickers in a twist about Pochettino. No, actually, I'd like to see PSG go out, actually.
Yeah.
I think the dark horse team to watch is Ajax. That defensive record is incredible. I think Martial is the one I haven't got. Where I'm like, But I see me with one of my threes probably moving that way if they go through as a facilitator or possibly even for the second leg games. Because the chance that I'm going to want all three of them Chelsea defensive players for the second leg, possibly not. So I see me possibly making some defensive changes ahead of the second leg. The real pump one, I guess, is Vlahovic. But we know the qualities of him. He's in 2% of teams at the moment. Could be a brilliant little differential for next week. But I don't particularly fancy Juventus to do a lot. Fourth in Serie A at the moment. It's hard to get excited about that. And even Inter, you know, 1 point off top, game in hand. I don't see them beating Liverpool. Liverpool just have too much. I don't profess to watch a lot of Serie A, but I don't think they'll be in trouble there. I think the three English sides are really strong. United against Atletico is a 50-50, I think.
Yeah, very difficult game to call. I didn't realise Atletico were doing so badly in the league. I thought they were right up there challenging at the top.
The problem with Atletico is, let's be honest, they're fucking dull. Right. They know how to win games of football. The manager's really good from that perspective. But they're dull, aren't they? Never any. I wouldn't look at that. And Atletico against United, Ronaldo going back to Madrid. I want to watch that next week. I can't be asked.
No.
Doesn't hold any appeal. I think the best tie is the one tonight. Is PSG and Real Madrid. Interestingly, it feels interesting that the way they've split the ties, because I think the best ties are all this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than next week, actually. It's interesting you kind of took the words out of my mouth. You obviously think the same.
Chelsea, big ties being big games going up against each other and the more interesting football. Yeah, Chelsea, I think, is an interesting game next week, but I think they're going to win comfortably. So, I don't know if this round of 16, we're going through the motions to get to the quarterfinals when we get some bigger ties like Bayern City, Liverpool, Chelsea.
I think it's nice that we've got a few different countries represented in there. Sure. You know, Austria, Portugal, Holland. It's nice to have a few different representations. But other than Ajax, we don't expect any of the others to do anything.
One always will. You'd like to think that there's always one cup upset. So
would the one from outside the big five leagues to watch is definitely Ajax.
Yeah.
That defensive record is astonishing. They've got good attacking players. Allaire looks like the centre forward West Ham they thought they were buying. They've got good players. They're on the cusp of possibly building a run similar to 3 years ago. Yeah. If they do it again, that's incredible.
Is it Ten Hag in charge there, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be getting all sorts of attention at the moment, isn't he?
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how you go 22 games and you concede 5 goals. Yes, whatever.
Crazy.
You play part league Sunday football and you could have kind of amateur schoolboys and stuff against like people who can't kick the ball straight. You're still probably going to concede 45 goals in 22. That's an insane record.
Mm.
And it's not like it's a one-team league. There are some other teams Eindhoven there who are competitive with them, like PSV and Feyenoord and stuff.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah.
They're the team to watch. As dark horse is Ajax. But I still think I'd be really surprised if the winner's not one of the English teams or Bayern Munich.
Yep, agreed. Well, let's see how it plays out this evening. Of course, there's a UCL fantasy channel in Slack. So anybody that's fretting and umming and ahhing, whack your team in there. I'm sure some people will come in and help you.
The guys are on it today, definitely.
Indeed. And other than that, we'll be back reviewing Sky Fantasy Football tomorrow, along with Tottenham, a little bit of a ranty Tottenham I can foresee, and in all the usual content. So look after yourselves, enjoy your evening, and ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck. Cue music, please, Manchild.
The Fantasy Football Show.